If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Because for some people, that's not an intuitive pairing, or not a pairing in their mind, that my depressive tendencies are potentially connected to me not being on purpose, not having passion. Can you expand upon that just a little bit?
That we cannot find our passion, is that your question?
Well, more so along the alignments of like just the interplay between depression and purpose, because you've gone into depression multiple times and the thing that's brought you back has been this sense of purpose. And there's been points where you've realized you're not on purpose because you've been feeling depressed.
Right. Yeah, I think depression is an interesting thing, but it is in the word that you're pressing down something. And I believe that you are pressing down your essence. Like, you're not expressing who you are. You're not expressing your truth. And I just want to say two words about that, that why I am so passionate about people following their purpose, and I have a webinar around it, is because I believe we get sick from not doing that. We all have this creative force and something that wants to express itself through us. I believe we're all part of God and love, that we are love. And if we're denying something, lying to ourselves, we're pushing it down. And this energy has to go somewhere. So if creativity is not being expressed, I believe it becomes destructive inside, like self-destructive. And everything is energy, and energy cannot disappear. So it has to go somewhere. So if it's not expressed, it can become a disease. It can become depression, anxiety, illness, ailments. Like, life will express that energy somehow. And usually it is destructive, because your soul is knocking on the door. The soul is knocking on the door. It wants your attention. And if we are not listening, it starts to do stuff, right? And it can also be that the universe speaks to you externally. So your boyfriend, girlfriend leaves you. You lose your job, for instance, to wake up, because your soul wants you to wake up. So I believe we actually get ill by not following our purpose, because it's a natural flow. Like, if I'm not able to ask questions, I'm pushing down something within myself and I'm living a lie, and the body cannot hold the lie because it knows that you're lying. So yeah, depression, when then you push everything down and you're not living your truth. And once you start living your truth, something is being released. And it can be other things than a purpose. Maybe it is, you know, you're depressed because you're in a relationship that is not good, that is not healthy, and you're pushing your own needs down and you become depressed. And when you get the power to leave the relationship, it is released. So basically, I think it's energy that is pressed down because you're not somehow living your truth.
We've talked about the challenges that present themselves in order for us to calibrate towards purpose. And one of my questions was going to be, you know, how necessary are the challenges to consistently forge your way towards purpose? However, you've got a teaching on awakening to your soul's purpose. Is it always the challenges, or are there other ways to awaken to your soul's purpose as well? Are there other less dark ways?
Yeah, that's actually what I say, that I don't think that you have to be depressed, you have to lose your job, you have to lose your voice, get sick. And so many in my membership, they have fatigue. I think that's the same thing.
Like adrenal
they
fatigue.
Lose all their, yes, they lose their energy because they're pushing down something. And once they start to live more truthfully, they start to recover. It's amazing. Oh my goodness, what were you speaking?
We could just pause there because that was profound. it was about the positive ways to awaken to your soul's purpose. But the fact that, yeah, people are like finding energy after having woken up to their purpose when they were previously adrenally fatigued we can just pause, end the podcast there. Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. I've actually interviewed quite a few, especially women who have been, you know, in cults, like religious cults, things like that, been the good girl, and they just all of a sudden have no energy and cannot do anything. And then they start the process, and that's usually a spiritual process. Slowly but surely, they start to listen to themselves. It takes many years, but many of them have written books, and now they are on their recovery journey or have recovered already. So that's part of why it's so important. But yes, what I'm saying actually in my webinars is that you don't have to hit the wall like I did. Like, you can wake up without it. I really believe so. Like, yes, we grow through what some spiritual teachers call contrast and challenges. But I also think we can grow through love and joy. And it's just the soul, like, it's coming in the soul is there all the time, but the universe is knocking on the door when you are not doing what you opted into doing. Like, I think we have soul contracts where we plan our lives and we're supposed to come in with certain gifts and talents and give something to the world and also to grow from certain things. But if we astray too much, I think the soul wants us to come back to what the plan was. But if you are doing that, I don't think you have to, you know, meet all this contrast. So, and it is very easy in one way. Simple but not easy. It's all about joy. Like, if you look at David Hawkins' map of consciousness, you see that joy is vibrating super high, and shame and guilt is like the lowest vibrational emotions. And then we pull in our energy. But when we're in like acceptance and joy and love and enlightenment, we're expanding our energy. And I think maybe, you know, enlightenment is at the top. It's vibrating at, I don't remember, maybe 700 hertz or something like that.
It was 1,000, but something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're right.
Right. And I'm thinking maybe, you know, we're not able to all get there, that we become enlightened like Jesus and Buddha. So let's go for joy, because maybe, you know, being in love all the time, that's also like a very high goal. But being in joy, we all know what joy is because we had it when we were children. Then things were just joyful if you were not crying or you know, hurting or very hungry. Children are happy, and we all know that feeling, and that's a feeling of the heart, is joy. So, and I think actually life is a lot about having joy, which we have forgotten because we're so much in the lower chakras, you know, of survival, but we're meant to come through the heart and move into this joy. So a simple tip to finding your passion is to go back to your child and look at what made me feel joyful when I was a child, what came easy to me when I was a child, and actually what comes easy to me now, if you haven't sort of put too much layers and push down too much of who you are in a way, like, because sometimes we grow into versions of ourselves that are really not true because of what life does to us. But if you're sort of living quite authentically and feeling that you know who you are, then it's easier to tap into that joy. And then you can notice, just, when do I feel this expansive feeling? Is it when I'm talking about a certain thing, doing a certain thing? What happens to my body? When am I contracting? And when am I expanding? And what kind of movies am I watching? What kind of music am I listening to? What kind of books do I read? What do I have around in my apartment, in my house? What kind of colors? Like, pay attention to what you pay attention to and what you have around you. And you start to understand more about who you are. And it's so often we think that this has no value. Okay, I read these kinds of books, but that has no value. Well, that was the same as I said to myself, like, I'm curious, but that has no value. And now I ended up having this show, asking questions, making a business out of it. So you don't know, you don't need to know the how. You just need to know the what. So start to follow that passion and the how will come. And it is a path of sort of, what's the word? Uncertainty in a way, because we cannot know the next step. We cannot know. We're improvising all our lives. But there's an element of trusting the universe and trusting your inner God, because you are God, and trusting that if you do your job, which is to follow your heart, if you do that, then everything will fall into place. It might take time, but there's a reason for that too, because you need to be mature enough spiritually to be ready for the big purpose.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.